Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Inspired by Miss Amber Red. Got Brisa, Jess, myself, Tanya, and Sasha here for this topic today. We're going to be discussing, eyeliner and why when it heals, you're getting like blue or gray healed results. So what is that about? I wanted to talk to you.
Sure, I'm part of the artist that this shit's not healing right. So
healing right? No, but you got one side that's healing right.
Yeah, I got one side that's healing right.
Okay,
but is it completely black? I don't know.
Well, is it gonna be black on everybody? Okay, no. That's a good place.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. So it's not. We can't say it's 1,000% the artist because even some of your stuff's not all the way black. But that doesn't mean you're a boo boo artist.
So what do you hear me say to people all the time?
I think 1,000% we can all agree it has to do with, I think, skin color too.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, I think all the time, like if somebody comes in wanting like a liquid black eyeliner, I literally look back at them. I'm saying it may not be possible, mm-hmm. period. Like, because I can't guarantee what that black, like when you look at body tattoos, even this stuff is not like black.
Yeah.
So it always shifts slightly because the skin is obviously the filter to the black, right? Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, so Tanya, do you want to talk a little bit about your struggle with like one side or the other? Yeah,
I would say I'm a victim of everything. like I feel like stretch, pressure.
She's a little light-handed.
Yeah, I would say stretch and pressure are my biggest when it comes to eyeliner.
Okay.
Maybe like the amount of circles I put, like packing it in.
I have a hard time packing it in. I'm literally waiting to walk into your room and you have that person upside down. I'm waiting because Tanya keeps getting so frustrated with it because I got to that point. I was like, mm-hmm. probably like 3 years, 3-4 years. I was like, this fucking left side is not healing in. Like, I don't know why. And I literally I was probably to the day of before doing that. I was about to flip my client and have their head at the footrest and like tattoo from that side. So it'd be my comfortable side because I'm like, well, at least then it will heal in. But and then literally like that next day, I was like, oh my God, one came back and it was healed. And I was like, thank God I had to put her upside down.
Yeah, I know. I had like two people. Well, one specifically, that last one that sent me a picture. And I'm like, oh shit, that's all in there.
Mm-hmm. But so that it's creeping was like, up on you. It's coming. Yeah, that means it's close.
It's coming.
So the side you're on can give you guys a challenge.
Yeah, but the way and then placed. Too, I think about, because like I talk to a lot of like, well, not, I wouldn't say like a lot, but I talk to other people and they don't switch sides.
Yeah.
Wait.
And so I'm like, should I not switch sides on anything?
Oh, like reaching over them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, this is my good side, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Like this is my easier side and I'm here. Like they just move their head over and then just like find a way to, and then just like move that way versus like moving around.
You know, the number
then,
one struggle I see with that though, the pressure is completely off.
Yeah.
Completely off when they reach across the head. The other mm-hmm. side, they're like way lighter. So be careful with that because it might work against
you. Well, I don't know. I feel like that's weird just because.
Well, I don't know. I think I it guess can
well,
be done.
Well, even because mm-hmm. lips, because sometimes I feel like I do go more. Like, it's just, I guess, whatever's more comfortable. But I think with reaching over, I don't have that much of a grip because they just, like, move over one way and then, like, you're done for versus.
Then you got to refigure out your stretch, too. Like, what's that look like and all that. Brisa doesn't really have that problem, huh? She mm-mm. just, like, gets it in and.
Yeah. I like eyeliner.
Yeah.
I like doing eyeliner. I had a client, though, one time.
Have you ever, Brisa, have you had like, because I went through the struggle that Tanya's going through. Did you ever have a time where it wasn't healing in that you feel like, because I don't remember ever seeing, honestly, I don't mm-hmm. remember seeing it from her. Like, did you feel that you went through a little bit of that?
Yeah, and then I figured out that I just needed more circles.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just circles, a lot more circles. Because like you see like eyeliner, you're like, oh, it's still tiny. And you're like, oh, little like circles here and there.
Need more circles.
You need a lot of shit ton of circles, like with like eyeliner.
In tight circles.
Yeah, tight.
I feel like
tight.
If they're you think like they're loosey, you goosey? Think they're small. Like today, I just did a freaking. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! You know what? Striking looks drive me nuts because you have to focus. I have to focus mm-hmm. so much on that. So I'm like, okay, little circle, little circle, little circle, little circle, little circle. I'm like literally talking to myself, little. Okay, little, going back down that same row because otherwise I'll get way up, I'll get way ahead, and I'm like. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I know I didn't saturate because I want a striking result. Mm-hmm. And I'll get like halfway across and I'll be like, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. And I'm like,
and you're like, oh shit. Ah.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll go back and give her another pass. But in reality, if I would have just stuck to my little circles, then I wouldn't have had that issue. But
yeah.
Your clients feel pain.
Oh. Yeah. They do. I had someone like jerk their head scared the crap out of me. But I used it for my advantage, and I was like, you know what? On the other side, I'm just going to let her jerk her head. That's bad. But, like, let her jerk her head and, like, literally got a straight line.
Like, pulled the line with her. She pulled the line
for me. She pulled the line for me.
I've had some interesting clients for eyeliner.
Like who? Well, I mean, don't
I'm not going to say names. Yeah. But, like, just a lot of people in pain and... That lady's eyeliner that didn't heal in, and like you had to do like 5 passes on her.
Was it the, I think I remember, that one I had to come in on that one side?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that end up going?
Do we ever... I haven't heard from her, so I think.
Like, no news is good news.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, cause she didn't say anything, but, and then even too, like once you hop on her and then you're like, okay, no, like this is something different. I'm like, okay, that makes me feel a little better. But at least with me, I think maybe on the first pass, like I kill him. I mean, I know I have. Packing color, but I think I'm just gonna try kind of just open them up, and then
I think it's really hard too, because like I feel like a lot of the time, I guess it's probably with like any artist out there, a lot of the time they like lighten their pressure the second somebody feels pain, they're like mm-hmm. and it's like mm-hmm. you can't do that, you have to like still get in there, because mm-hmm. otherwise they're gonna come back and be pissed because the color is not in there, right? So it's like being mindful that not to lighten up, like it's going to sound really bad, but generally I'm like, okay, I'm really getting in there when they start mm-hmm. flinching like that, because I'm like, I know instinctively, like I want to lighten up, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to hurt nobody, but also I have a job to do, and if I don't do it, then you're going to be upset. So I'd rather just get it in and not listen to the BS later.
I had a client one time. Nobody was there. I was like only with Jess. I was with Jess. Jess was tattooing, and I was tattooing, but I was doing eyeliner, and she was in a lot of pain. And she was like, no, I don't think I can do it. Like, can you not get the lash line? I was like, nope, I'm getting the lash line. I'm like, I'm getting it. I'm sorry. Like, you're not going to leave with half eyeliner, like, floating. And
then, right, floating.
Yeah. And then, like, she was like, oh, please, please. I was like, I'm like, listen, trust me. You're going to want me to get the lash line. And I finally got the first pass done. And mm-hmm. she was like, okay, thank you for, like, you know, doing it. Because, like, or then I would have never done it.
Well, a lot of the time, I think that's, I mean, I hear that all the time is people reach out and they're like, oh, well, she was in too much pain. So I was just going to get it next time. She's going to be in pain next time, too. And then you're going to only have mm-hmm. one pass on her. And it's not going to work out. Like, it's going to heal like shit. It's mm-hmm. just going to be missing. And then you're going to mm-hmm. constantly be playing this game of, like, catching up your eyeliner when you should have just got mm-hmm. it the first time. Mm-hmm. So.
See, I feel like I'm on the opposite end of that, because I'm like, if you want to walk around with half-ass eyeliner, I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't. Like, if you really, like, you're screaming and yelling, you really don't want it, fine, get up and walk out with it. I don't care, because that's hard. I'm sorry, it sounds horrible, but I don't care, because when you go to get a tattoo on your arm, or you go anywhere to get a tattoo, and you're like, oh, wait, my artist is going to be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, but I don't stop. Not... People are saying, wait. I'm like, no, you have to let me finish my path, because I'm not going to start, stop.
I feel like I'm either like, you're gonna let me do it or whatever, get up and
or just get up and care. Go because I don't care
if you have one wing on your eye. I'm gonna go to sleep peacefully. You're the one that's gonna walk around fucked up. And I don't care you tell them Tanya D Artistry did that to you because you're a bitch and you couldn't finish it. Sorry, I don't schedule tattoo appointments and cry the whole time.
No, yeah, you're right.
Either you do it, but I don't care. Please walk around with one wing and tell everybody that you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I feel like
it comes back around again to people not thinking permanent makeup is a tattoo.
Right.
Because like, it's a freaking tattoo. It's going to hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, even it's with not numbings, you're still going to feel it. And this is going to sound fucked up. Like, let's feed off Tanya's energy, because it's like, even though we're numbing, we still want you to feel something. I know that sounds bad, but you need to feel something so you can, it's almost like letting us know if something is wrong. If you can't feel anything and I'm digging your fucking skin up and you got like it's completely overworked, mm-hmm. we have a bigger issue, because mm-hmm. then it's gonna blow out, then it's gonna, like, you need to be able to communicate with me that okay, you, there is a certain level of pain and we know how to monitor that. So it's like, if that's like, if you're not feeling anything, that's not good. Like so I know it sounds bad.
No.
So what does cause eyeliner to heal blue? Okay, so not pigment, like not proper mm-hmm. saturation, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're seeing their undertones like show through the pigment.
Being too deep.
Yeah, being too deep. Good job, Risa. Being too deep, because then it's like overworking the skin mm-hmm. and it's causing it to show through more layers. So it's making it a more cool, healed result. What else?
Undertones.
Yeah, some people you just can't get black on. Mm-hmm. You're good at this, Brisa. Mm-hmm. Undertones, because some people, if they're...
I was going to say people just straight skin color.
Yeah, like, which is pretty much like undertones. Like, it's just like if you're more fair like I am versus, you know, more tan like Tanya, Brisa, mm-hmm. like Sasha and I even. Like, Sasha's probably a little better off than I am because she has a little bit more even olive in her. Like, whereas, like, when you're super fair like Jess and I, like, you're going to see our blues show through that. So it's going to heal, like, a more blue, even though, like, I healed more, like, gray. So it's, like, gray-blue tones. But, like, on Brisa or Tanya, like, that shit's, you got a good chance of it healing pretty black. But it's not going to be black-black because mm-hmm. it's still going to be kind of like an off black. I'm like, oh my god, what time is it? Okay, we're doing good. Got like one more topic we can hit on. Anything else with the eyeliner struggles? Healing blue, I'm trying to think.
But do your eyeliners even heal in blue anymore because you guys' inks are so much better? Are you just saying like a lighter version of a black? Because I've never seen you guys have blue liner.
Yeah, I've never seen Amber's stuff heal in blue. I mean, I have like a charcoal, yeah. But I've never mm-hmm. seen, like, if we're saying like blue or green, because I've seen people come in and their stuff's like blue or green.
Yeah,
I would say I've never seen any of our stuff come in that way, but mm-hmm. at least personally, my stuff's like healing in a little lighter.
Lighter, yeah.
Like charcoal. Well,
the thing is, if you're implanting enough ink, and
at least it could be like we can implant
a fuck ton of ink, but their skin could kick half of it out. Mm. It's like, so if you're not implanting a ton of ink, mm-hmm. you're still, it's like almost like a wash over their yeah. undertones. So you're still going to see some of that show through.
Okay.
So it's like with aftercare? The circles, it's like packing it in. So it's covering mm-hmm. that.
If it heals light and then they have those blue undertones in their skin, it'll give that blue look that you're talking about?
Yeah, like the grayish mm-hmm. blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a lot of people jump straight to like wanting to modify it, but half the time, I would say mm. more than half. I'd probably say like 75 to 80-90% of mm-hmm. the time, they just mm-hmm. don't have enough black implanted in the skin. Like, they're just simply seeing that the skin is not fully saturated. Mm-hmm. So it's really, like, important, especially if you're trying to get a bold eyeliner to saturate.
What get that color in there.
I said, like, aftercare.
Oh, yeah, aftercare.
Mm. I wouldn't say, like, maybe turn it blue, but could change.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think it's... if it's too wet, it could mm-hmm. cause, like, scabs. I don't even like to call them scabs because they're not really scabs. It's like that top layer kind of sloughs off.
Mm-hmm. But I see, like, clients that are very teary. They always have that corner never, like, healing very right. Just because they're always wet right here. Like, they're always, mm-hmm. like, not crying, but, you know, like, moist.
It's moist. It's kind of the same thing with like eye drops. That's why we don't want them to use eye drops. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want them to use their contacts. That's why, because anything that's creating extra moisture is giving them like salty tears, and salt's going to lighten tattoos. Mm-hmm. So cool. All right, guys. Interesting. I think that's good. Thanks for joining us. That one was a quick one, but I think it was really helpful, and hopefully you guys enjoyed that. And as always, thank you for joining us. And Tanya,
don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Bye, guys.
Bye.